This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Google may have beat out Apple and Facebook to buy social mapping app Waze, but the search giant's acquisition of the Israel-based startup may run afoul of U.S. antitrust regulations. That's according to the FTC, which is conducting an antitrust review of the reported $1.1 billion purchase. Todd Wasserman is business editor at the website Mashable. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So how might this antitrust case swing against Google?
The way it might swing against Google is that the FTC might look at the landscape for mapping software on mobile and conclude that Google has what looks close to a monopoly on what is really a key to the mobile experience going forward.
And also perhaps that Google made the purchase just in order to stick it to Facebook and Apple, correct?
Yeah, it can be seen as sort of a defensive move. You know, Facebook doesn't have really its own mapping software. And the problem is that nobody else does really either. You need a lot of sort of firepower to go about doing this.
What do you mean when you say firepower?
You have to have a pretty big staff, and you have to spend years and years and get a lot of consumer feedback and get a lot of crowdsourcing help to make this happen.
So what do you think the likelihood is that this case may swing one way or the other, and when are we going to know more?
Well, I think there's two things that are kind of working against this deal. Apple is, you know, a viable competitor, so they could conceivably argue that, you know, we're not really a monopoly if we have a very strong competitor also playing in the space. And mapping software in itself is just part of sort of mobile dominance going forward, but mapping software itself is not a lucrative business right now.
Todd Wasserman, business editor at the website Mashable. Todd, thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me.